listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Acts chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, which speaks to us about some pretty strange miracles. You'll see what I mean. Verses 15 and 16, Acts chapter 5. "So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, have been bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed." These first several chapters of the book of Acts tell the story of the amazing first years of the church, that is, the community of the disciples of Jesus. To this point, they had not expanded much beyond Jerusalem, and it was a season of an amazing work of God. There were amazing and strange miracles. People brought the sick out into the streets. You see, people were so convinced of the reality and the power of what the Christians believed that they thought they could be healed by a mere touch of Peter's shadow. That's what Acts chapter 5, verse 15 says, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Now, notice, it does not specifically say people were healed by Peter's shadow. It simply tells us people thought it would, and they took action based on this belief. We don't know for certain if people were actually healed when the shadow of Peter passed over them. Now, in this case, though, even the shadow of Peter became a point of contact where people released faith in Jesus as healer. It seems that people understood what Peter said in Acts chapter 3, verses 12 and 16, that Jesus heals even if he does his healing work through his apostles. Now, it may sound crazy to us that someone could be healed by the touch of a shadow, but we know that a touch of Jesus' clothing was the instrument of healing for a woman in Luke chapter 8. There wasn't anything magical in the garment of Jesus, but it was a way that her faith was released. In the same way, there was no power in Peter's shadow itself, but there was power when a person believed in Jesus to heal them, and the passing of Peter's shadow may have helped some to believe. However God chose to bring the healing, there's no doubt that a remarkable work was present, so much so that they were all healed, it says in verse 16. We shouldn't miss the connection between the purity in the church that was preserved in the first part of Acts chapter 5, that was with the death of Ananias and the fear of God among the Christians, and the connection with that and the power displayed here. God blessed a pure church with spiritual power. We also notice that a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem. Notice that this was people coming to Jerusalem instead of the apostles going out to them. Now, this is exciting, but it's not exactly according to the command of Jesus. He told the disciples to go out of Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That's in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The apostles didn't leave Jerusalem until they were forced to by persecution. You see, with all of those miracles happening, perhaps they needed a greater miracle of obedience to Jesus and to go out of Jerusalem and to the ends of the earth as he commanded. Nevertheless, we rejoice when God does miracles, even if they seem unusual or strange in our eyes. Let's look for God to do wonderful things in our midst today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.